Separate school board candidate Frank O'Hagan is calling for a meet the candidates night, so voters can share in real democracy. He charges that a handful of elected and appointed members have too long manipulated their processes with secrecy, leaving serious doubts about truth, integrity, and the transparency they have denied. In a news release, O'Hagan says it's the time to have all elected and appointed members who deserve to be removed, either having been in office too long or no longer qualified, to make decisions needed for today's students given how times have changed in education. He attacks the record of existing trustees. Their performance appraisal, in my opinion, is greatly disappointing and undemocratic. Our community, their students, and families, who deserved Christian and Catholic representation based on their faith and beliefs, and current ministry guidelines, are a mystery and their overall credibility meaningless. Given their unilateral and self-righteous secrecy, processes, procedures, and twisted governance, this group individually and collectively requires an investigation like the one with the Near North Board to prove their compliance, truth, and integrity in fulfilling their mandates in good conscience. HW wants an investigation. O'Hagan says the separate board is seriously guilty of nepotism, conflict of interest and abusive and threatening strategies that need to be revealed and dealt with by the minister and other education and party critics. With only 7 people running, he wants a meet the candidates night to gather trustees' intentions if elected. Who is this group making a farce and mockery of our schools and Catholic education? Why are they constantly running? What do they truly represent? And what have they done for the community and more importantly for our students, parents and all stakeholders and financial ratepayers? O'Hagan feels that by having a meet the candidates night, each ratepayer can learn the truth and begin changes that are truly rooted in faith and alive in the spirit. As someone, whom I believe, has proven my commitment over the years to our community, I would be pleased and honored to represent you. I believe we can work together for all students and build one board that can build the leadership in education that our 4 boards are capable of, with less money for administrative priorities and more for student priorities. There is truly much to be done over the next 4 years, and I would like to be a part of it. We must all remember that there is a higher power and we all be accountable.